You're listening to Jai Long, and this is Make Your Break. Hey, today I'm doing an interview with Jamie Nicole. She's an incredible Chicago luxury wedding and editorial photographer, and she's inside the six-figure business map. So she's one of my sailors. Got to work with her on many different aspects in the business, and she's part of the community. So today I actually talked to her about her journey of how she came from being an aspiring photographer, going in, quitting her job, going full time, and then the unrealistic goals that she has met along the way. She also shares some really cool strategies, including mindset shifts that she's had, and also how she uses reciprocity in her business to really blow up her leads and convert so much more, which she got as a tip from someone inside the six-figure business map, which is so cool. So today's episode, if you are a photographer, if you're a videographer, regardless of where you are and who you are, as long as you're a creative entrepreneur, this is really going to help, because we talk about mindset and quite a few different key points of being willing to show up, willing to be coachable, willing to learn, and willing to put in the work, and also shifting responsibility onto yourself. Because one thing that we all know, it's your fault that you don't have success, but it's also your fault that you do have success, right? So you get to choose. Which one do you want? Do you want to be the successful person that hits those unrealistic goals and makes things happen? Or do you want to shift the responsibility onto somebody else and then blame others for the reason why you don't have the success? Because guess what? If you've got big success in your life and you feel fulfilled in your business and things like that, you're serving people at the highest level, you're making big income, big impact, everything else, that's all your fault. You showed up and you made that happen. And that's really, really important mindset shift. So today's episode is really going to change the game for you, I think. And it's so good to hear other people on their journey. So before we get into today's episode, I wanted to read you out a review. Once again, we have 300 and I think we've got 365 reviews on the podcast. My unrealistic goal is to get it to 1,000 this year. So a big thank you and a shout out to those that have left us a review to help us impact more people around the world. So this one here comes from Blissfully Yours Photography from South Africa. No BS, real talk, valuable business insights. When I found Jai, it changed the way I see business and being an entrepreneur. I get so excited when a new episode is available. I love how he gets so real and how much value he gives in each episode. Jai, you are a true inspiration, and I'm excited to learn even more from you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that review. It helps us get this podcast to more people. And a big thank you to those that have left one, and you're getting us closer to our big goal of 1,000 reviews this year as well. Don't forget, if you leave a review, you got a chance to win a one-on-one session with me. I'm giving one away per month. If you want to sit in with me for 45 minutes to have a full strategy call and see what blocks we can get you through, what strategy we can help you to help you hit your unrealistic goals, then make sure you do leave that review. Link is down below as well. So let's get into today's episode. Hey, Make Your Breakers. Today I have a sailor with me from the Six Figure Business Map. Her name is Jamie. She's an incredible wedding photographer, but now destination wedding photographer. She's shared some big goals inside the course. And today we're going to dive in a little bit on unrealistic goals and talk about booking a destination wedding and how that all came about. So, hey, Jamie, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm really good. Hey, have you ever been on a podcast before?
No, I have not. So this
are
is
you
my first
nervous?
Time. A little bit. Yeah, just a little bit. I don't really quite know. Like, I'm really bad at speaking in general. So if I stumble over my words, I apologize in advance.
Oh, I'll pull you up. Don't worry. I'll make sure I'll call you out.
Okay. Sounds great.
Can you introduce yourself? I'd love to hear like who you are, where you are, and what you're up to.
Yeah. So I'm Jamie. My business is Jamie Nicole Visuals. I'm based in Chicago, Illinois. I'm about an hour outside of Chicago, but most of my weddings I shoot in Chicago, and I am a luxury wedding and editorial photographer, focusing on documentary style photography and fine art photography. So I've been doing that for about 4 years now.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's been a wild ride for sure.
Yeah, 4 years. That's a good amount of time.
Yeah. Yeah. I started out as a bank. I started out my photography journey like on the side as a bank teller. So I was working a 9-to-5 at a bank, and literally like when I would get home from my bank teller job at 5 o'clock, I would literally spend all night trying to catch up on like editing and like making sure all my you're up to date and everything, like pulling all nighters, trying to make it work basically. And that was going on for about 2 years. And then finally in July of 2021, I decided to just quit my 9-to-5 and full send it and honestly hope for the best. And
was it scary?
It was so scary. Yeah, I was like genuinely terrified that no one would want to book with me because this is my main source of income. And luckily my husband has some more income to fall back on just in case. But like, I don't know, it was kind of scary for sure. Just putting myself out there and vetting for myself, basically. So
was it like a defiant moment where you had the courage and confidence to go like, you know what? I am going full time in this.
Actually, yeah, it's a crazy story. So I was working at the bank, obviously, and like there was this couple that reached out to me to take photos of them in Death Valley National Park in California. So it was my first time ever flying somewhere. It wasn't overseas, but like flying somewhere to shoot a couple. It wasn't an elopement, just a regular session. And it was very last minute. I really wanted to do it. So I talked to my husband about it and he was like, yeah, let's do it. Why not? So I wasn't able to get off work until literally 3 hours before my flight to head to Vegas. So I literally clocked out at like 5 o'clock. Like headed to the airport, was like running through the airport, trying to catch my flight to make sure I would not miss it. Shot all day that Saturday in Death Valley with this couple. It was amazing. It was so tiring. So in the best, rewarding in the best way. And then caught a flight the next morning to make it back to my job by Monday. So it was very like exhausting and tiring and just like, I don't know. Like, I think it was that trip that made me realize that I was just like running myself thin and completely burning my, and that's just not how I wanted to live. And it wasn't, I was just like contemplating for a good 2 or 3 months after that, talking to my husband, you know, asking like him if he thinks it would be a good idea. And he was just like, honestly, let's just do it. So honestly, it was my husband that kind of like talked me into it.
It sounds like you got a very supportive partner.
He is so supportive. He's also a photographer, but he doesn't do wedding photography. He works for a church. But yeah, I think it really does help having a supportive partner for sure.
Yeah, so, absolutely. Yeah. Especially in like such a big life-changing moment where like you have to, like you said before, you're just sending it, but you're just going all in on yourself and what you wanted to do and carve your own path. Like it can be so scary.
Yeah, it was like, And that year, whenever I went full time, I only had, I think, like 10 weddings booked that year. But I was so thankful for those 10 weddings. Like it was more than I thought I was going to get within that first year of going full time. So it was definitely empowering, but also scary too. So,
yeah. So tell me, you, so in 2021 is when you went full time, right?
Yeah, July of 2021 was the last time I clocked out of my 9-to-5 job.
So I just looked through my Instagram and I got a message from you in February 2022. And you said that you're going to join the business map soon, but you needed to pay some bills and a few things had come up, but you're really eager. So around about 6 months after you started your business, tell me what happened. Did you sort of get to a point where you were like, this is hard, I need some help? Or were you looking for a community or were you looking for the next step? Yeah. Tell me that little bit.
Yeah. So yeah, I think the biggest thing I was looking for was a community as well as like trying to figure out what my next steps were because around that time I had just rebranded to a Chicago wedding photographer instead of, 'cause I technically live in Indiana. So I don't live in Chicago. I live about an hour outside of Chicago, but my area is very like the people that live in my area are very low budget people when it comes to weddings. Like they're not willing to invest in what I feel like is worth what I charge. So that's why I did a major rebrand and started focusing on Chicago. And around
well
that
done
time,
for doing that, because I know that's pretty hard and a lot of people don't want to leave their area and stuff like that. So that's amazing.
Yeah. And because I just rebranded to Chicago, like no one knew who I was. Totally. So I wasn't getting any bookings in the Chicago
area. It's like starting all over again.
Literally, I started all the way over. Basically, it felt like I was on day one again.
Wow. I've been there. I literally did that myself as well when I first started. And I was like, did I make a mistake? And I was never I don't think in my whole life I've never second questioned myself until that moment of like redoing my website, rebranding and like targeting a new audience.
Yeah, it was stressful for sure. And I often wondered if I was doing the right thing because like the year before that, I was shooting a lot of Indiana weddings, but like they were all super low budget brides that honestly didn't really care about my work. And they were just trying to check it off a list, like and like finding a photographer, you know, instead of really like being passionate about my work. So that's the main reason why I decided to switch to Chicago so I could find.
Well, I'm so glad you did that because, you know, so many people are stuck in that spot where they're just serving the people that they've always served, even though they're not super happy with the audience that they've attracted because they started at a low price point and then they got referred onto more friends and then they've just stayed there because it's safe now.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's not what I wanted to do. I was just like, I need to do something different. Like, how am I going to get better clients almost and grow? And I think if I just stuck in the same area and just started to shoot weddings where I'm at, then like I honestly wouldn't have grown. So yeah.
So from there you sort of went like, okay, so I need some help with my business.
Yeah. Literally I needed help. I needed a community trying to figure out what next steps were when it came to completely rebranding and completely redoing my whole entire business from the inside out. So yeah, that's the main reason why I joined the business, Matt, to figure out what next steps were and find a community.
Epic. So I actually want to ask you a couple of things on like unrealistic goals. When you first quit your job back in 2021, can you recall what your goals were at that moment? Because I always know they're always like, when you look back that you sort of always laugh because you're like, oh, that was small. Do you recall those goals?
Honestly, it's so interesting because my biggest goal was to quit and go full time. And yeah, I didn't really think like past that. Like I didn't have the right mindset, honestly. Like whenever I quit and went full time, I was like, okay, I did it. Now what?
Totally. And that's how most of us do it. That's what I did as well.
Yeah. Yeah. So like, honestly, I truly don't think I really had any goals. I was just like hoping for the best. Yeah. I think I was like, I just want at least like 10 weddings, which I got, but like, it didn't feel like it was enough. So
I'm sure you had goals. You know, so often we have so many goals, but we don't even know. So we're like, well, I want to quit my job. That's a big one. I want to book just one wedding. Like that's a big one. I just want to make my own income. And like, I know for myself, when I first started, like I had a couple of small goals that I look back and I was like, geez, that was like, I had a low bar for myself in a lot of ways, you know, because you just don't know. You just don't know.
Right. Yeah. I would say I definitely had a super low bar for myself. I do have to recall, like from the very beginning, one of my number one goals was to book a destination wedding, like from the very beginning. So that's really cool.
So you had that on your vision board when you first quit your job, you're like, one day I'm going to do this. Yeah. Did you know where you're going to shoot?
No, well, I still would love to book a destination wedding in Italy, but so that's still a goal of mine.
That's so cool.
But yeah, it's always been Italy for some reason.
You know what? It was mine as well. And I've shot a few weddings in Italy. And let me tell you, it is as good as you think.
My biggest dream is to shoot a Lake Como wedding. Like, it's just my biggest dream.
It's so cool. Hey, it's like, I remember, so I've shot like a wedding in Chicago, all over the place actually. But I remember when I first got my Italy wedding, I was like, wow, like I was in this tiny little town, middle of nowhere, tiny roads that you could barely drive down, like squeezing through the smallest cars. No one spoke English there. It was hilarious. There was no addresses in this town and things like that. But it was one of those experiences where I was like, it was so authentic that I thought it was going to be like that. And it actually was. And I loved it.
Yeah. That makes me so excited. I'm so nervous, like to fly like super, super far for a wedding because I've never done that before. But I feel like once I like get there, it'll kind of be like second nature to me. So.
Oh yeah. So tell me, when you did join the business map, did you have unrealistic goals? And I know when we sort of open up the course, I always say like, write down your goals, write down your unrealistic goals. Do you recall those?
Yeah, they were kind of small.
Always.
Not lie, always.
Literally, but the biggest mistake that everyone makes is we always make such small goals for ourselves. Like I do literally the same thing every year. I'm like, why did I do that last year? Like I've gone past that, haven't I? But we always do. It's so funny.
Yeah, every time. I think my unrealistic goals were to book a destination wedding, which is really cool. And then my second unrealistic goal was to become fully booked for 2023 weddings. And then I found out what fully booked meant for me. And for me, that was 15 weddings. I just had to raise my prices exponentially to book 15 weddings to be fully booked, which I was able to do. And I was shocked. Like,
so you did that?
Yeah. Yeah. I did both. So I'm just overwhelmed that it just happened so fast. I thought it was going to take way longer, but here we are.
Yeah. So tell me about it. So you set out that goal. Obviously, it was scary back then because it's like a big unrealistic goal. And you're like, okay, I just need to book. I'm going to raise my prices, number one, which is a scary thing to do because now you have to try and attract people at a higher price point, which is, you know, you're very vulnerable in that space when you're sort of putting yourself out there and you don't know if people are going to respond to it. And then number two, the quantity is like, in a new town, I need to get 15 couples to trust me. So when it started happening for you, like what was the steps there and what did you do to make that happen?
Yeah. So I kind of switched how the inquiry process went from like the moment they fill out my contract form and from there on into when they, the moment they decide to book with me. What, I think it was someone in the business map that actually gave me this idea, but they said what they do is for planners specifically, whenever a planner reaches out, they send a $15 Starbucks gift card to that planner to kind of like, cause planners are talking to so many people
totally.
To book their couples, you know, to book vendors for their couples. And
do you remember who gave you that tip?
I think his name was Trey Tucker. I think that was
him. Trey. Shout out to Trey. He's been on the podcast before. He was on the ADHD episode actually a little while ago. So shout out to you, Trey.
Yeah. And it got me thinking, I was just like, so I did that cause a planner reached me. And it got me thinking, it was like, how come I want to do this with all of my couples. So as soon as, like, I send Starbucks gift cards to literally every single couple that inquires with me. So I don't know if that's kind of like here's money to talk with me, but
no, what you're doing is it's really interesting because what you've done is you've got serious about your business and you've turned up your sales as well. And so this creates reciprocity. And one, there's actually a study, I hope you don't mind me sharing a little quick story, but there was a study done and it was so long ago that I actually read up on this. It was 2015 when I found this study and I fully dove into it. So I can't remember the exact numbers. So don't quote me on the numbers on this. But the general way that it worked was they did a study across car sales yards across the US and they worked out that if they asked somebody that walked on the parking lot, instead of saying like, what are you looking for? They offered them, would you like to come in and have a tea and a coffee? And then we'll go in and we'll have a look at the options. The people that said yes to the tea and coffee on average spent roughly around $5,000 more on upsells compared to the person that said no. And the reason being is with reciprocity is when someone shows you some kindness and gives you something, we're actually good, really good humans. We always want to give back so much more. So a coffee, even if it's costing you $4, we see that no longer as like, how much did it cost? We just see that as, oh, you did something nice for me and I would love to, you know, do something nice for you and work with you because I want you in my corner. So it works so well. And I love that you used it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really cool because 90% of the time now, ever since I started doing that, I have been able to get the couple to at least get a consultation call with me, which is really cool. And like,
you're getting people's attention, huh?
Yeah. And every single time they're like, thank you so much for the Starbucks gift card. That was so sweet. Like, oh my gosh. Like they felt genuinely cared for and so loved. And like, because of that reason, they were wanting to talk with me like through FaceTime or through Zoom.
Jamie, this gets me so excited. A few different reasons. One is because you are acting like they're your clients before they're even giving you money. You know, so often I talk to people and they're like, oh, should I buy them coffee when we're having a meeting? I don't know if I want to spend the money. And they're like coming from so much scarcity. And what you're doing is like, hey, you send me an inquiry. I know you're my client because whether or not you pay me money, it doesn't matter. You trusted me enough to send me an inquiry. You're talking to me. You're interested in my services. Like, let's do this. And with no gatekeeping, you've just gone straight in and you're serving your clients at the highest level. So well done. It makes me so happy. It just makes me so happy.
Yeah. It was definitely a huge mindset change. I think that's the biggest thing I learned from the business map was the mindset. One of the biggest things that stood out to me, I think it was on module one. And you said something about how it was like, whether you fail or succeed, either way is your fault. Like, which way do you want to be, you know, like,
totally.
Like where do you want to go? Do you want to succeed or do you want to fail? Like either way, if you succeed, it's still your fault. And I was like, wow, that's so good. So
it's such a game changer.
Yeah, it definitely is. Instead of living in that scarcity mindset, I've chosen to live in the abundance mindset. And that changed literally the game for me, like completely all the way around. So
it's honestly like just hearing this makes me so happy because it, you have taken responsibility, you know? So often it's like, I've done everything. I sent him an email, but it's like, there's always more things that we can do and there's different ways that we can stand out. Actually, I'd like to share another quick little story. This is shout out to Jess. She was in the Business Map. I did some mentoring with her like 3 years ago. She is a fashion photographer. So she was like, oh, Jai, could I pick your brain? And this was just like a free mentoring session. This is like, she was just working on, you know, co-working space. I was like, yeah, absolutely. She's like, here's my predicament. I don't know if you know much about fashion and fashion photography, but this is how it works. Essentially, you need to reach out to agencies. And to reach out to agencies, you got to get a booklet printed. And when you get the booklet printed, it costs roughly around $1,000 to $1,100. And there's no guarantee that you're going to get this season's work. And there's about five agencies she wants to contact. And I was like, that's like $5,000 to pitch your work. And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, okay, so is this industry standard? And she says, yes. I'm like, does everyone do this? And she said, yes. And I'm like, okay, well, here's a different way for you. It's an easy way to stand out. You've got five people. Instead of printing out another book for them to look at on their table, what I want you to do is I want you to contact a florist and spend at least $50 for a bunch of flowers for each one of them. That's going to cost you $250. And in that, I want you to have a card. And on that card, you could have a QR code to your stuff. But I just want you to say to the person that's organizing all the shoots, well done. I just wanted to introduce myself. My name is Jess. I hope you're having an amazing day. If you have time to have a look at my portfolio, great. If not, all good. Like, I hope we work together soon. And so send those out, $250, and see what happens. Anyway, she did it. And then I think a week later, she came back to me. And she's like, Jai, oh my God, you saved me $5,000 for starters. And second of all, like most of them have put me on their list to work with me. And I didn't even have to do what everyone else had to do. And it's like, it's like showing up and doing something completely different, like what you are doing. And then, and reciprocity again. It's like, you're no longer submitting your stuff in and compete with everybody else. You're just giving for the sake of giving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And then like whenever I decided to do the Starbucks gift cards for my clients, I give them $25. I don't just give them $5. It's a lot of money I'm handing out $25 to all of these couples. And I thought I was just like, what if they don't book with me? That's like $25 wasted. But like,
is it though?
It's only $25. Like,
it's that, but also even if they don't book you, they're still going to talk about you.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. So like, been able to get referrals from couples that decided not to book with me because of that. And like those couples able to book with me either way, like just because they don't book with me, it doesn't mean it's like for nothing. So,
you know, it's such a mindset shift because so often people don't want to spend money on getting clients, but I always think about like, personally, like if I'm shooting a $5,000 wedding, I don't mind personally spending $1,000 on Facebook ads to get that person and making $4,000 profit. That's me, right? I'm like, that's an easy return. And so you probably got someone in organic reach and then spent $25, which is a fraction of $1,000 if you're willing to spend $1,000. And then it's so much stronger than the Facebook ad. They remember it so much more. You're given to them. The referrals go on. Like if someone finds me on a Facebook ad that I spent $1,000 on, they're not going to refer me because how good the ad was. That just doesn't happen.
Yeah, it's really cool. Just getting to see it all come to fruition like this.
So tell me, it's like, so you started implementing this and then did the, like, could you see clear results straight away?
The first time that I sent a Starbucks gift card was to a 2024 couple. Wow. And they reached out to me for 2024. And this was in 2022, like September of 2022. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm still trying to book for 2023. Like, should I even send them like my pricing guide? Like, is this too early? And I was just like, why not? You know? Mm. So I sent them a $25 gift card along with my pricing guide. I raised my prices for that specific couple because I was like, I have no idea how much I'm going to charge in 2024.
Totally.
And they ended up booking with me. And it was the first time I sent a $25 Starbucks gift card to that couple. And that gave me the confidence to literally continue to raise my prices for 2023.
Wow.
And I just thought it was like, it was just like kind of like piggybacking, you know, like from like, it was like a domino effect. So,
well, you know, like we talk about this in the business map, but it's like you get, you look for that one win. And then from that one win, it gives you the confidence and courage to keep looking for the wins.
Yeah.
And so it sounds like you literally rode that wave. Like you got that first win and then it's like, all right, I'm ready. Let's do this again and again.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Wow. Was there any other strategies that you know that like you join the business map and you're like, this is the game changer. This is, I'm going to implement this.
Besides that, I think the biggest thing was just connections for me. I was able to connect with a few Chicago business map sailors, like past business map sailors or like business map sailors that are currently in, and like getting to like second shoot with them or getting to do styled shoots with them have turned into like referrals to future clients and stuff like that too.
Wow.
Connections were also a huge thing as well for me.
That's big. Hey, you can book out so much work just by like who you know.
Yeah, literally. It's all about who you know. Like the majority, well, not the majority, like 10 or 15% of my referrals are actually coming from a model that I work with in Chicago.
Wow.
And I shoot for free for her all the time. She has become one of my closest friends in the industry. She's a bridal model. And she refers me all the time to like her friends that are getting engaged or like whatever. And I've been able to book quite a few weddings just because I'm willing to work for free.
You are willing. Wow. That's like, I feel like that's what the catchphrase is of this episode. It's like, you are willing. And I think it's just such a beautiful thing to see because like in a day and age where everyone's dollar and diming and trying to like not work for free and protect the industry and do all this, like you're literally willing to do whatever it takes. And that's getting out of your comfort zone, going out there, creating with other people, like-minded people, and then just doing it to create stuff for them. And then in return, like your calendar's filling up.
Yeah. Like last year, I only booked 4 weddings last year.
Yeah.
And for the majority of the year, I was either second shooting or shooting for free. So it was really cool to see like how my year was last year compared to how my year is shaping up to be this year. Like I had 18 this year. Technically I'm over 18. 18. Yeah. Technically I'm over my goal, which I'm
Totally so okay. Your goal was way too small.
I know. My husband literally told me that. He was just like, you should cap at 20. And I'm like, okay. So,
wow. Yeah. So you got 18 for this year already and we're only in what, March?
I know. Yeah. I had to close my books for this year. Like I have to turn people away now. And I'm already booking. I think I have like 5 weddings booked for 2024 now. So yeah.
Can we talk numbers? Like, are you talking like you've got a 6-figure business this year? Or is it like, you know, you're not pushing yourself that hard and you're just doing a little bit smaller?
Not quite. I'm currently at, I think, 80K right now.
Awesome.
So like literally so close.
That's amazing. So like from last year, I mean, if we're talking about the return, like what did you do last year before?
Oh my gosh. I think I only made like 20K last year.
Yeah, like 20K. So you've like literally 4 or 5 times your income this year, and the next year you can do the same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really interesting and cool. So
it's cool, hey? It's cool to see the growth. Yeah. And it's also cool just like the path to like hit unrealistic goals and stuff, like all the little things you've done, the people that you've met, the strategies you implement and stuff. Like I find it so fun. Like it's all part of that journey.
Yeah, it is so fun. Like, before I joined the business map, I was struggling a lot mentally. Like I had gotten a car accident, almost died, like all that kind of stuff. It was just really, really, really hard. And my mindset was just not there. And I was literally just sitting there, like basically waiting for things to happen. And that was whenever I was just like, okay, like
I need to do
this. Yeah. I was just like, this is stupid. Why am I doing this? So yeah, it's just cool to see like the whole, like, even like my mental health is completely different compared to last year.
Wow. Well done. I mean, it's your fault.
Yeah.
That's the amazing thing, you know? So it's like you are the one that seeked and found the program to join. You're the one that did the work. You're the one that networked with people, got uncomfortable. Like you made those choices. You worked on your mindset. Like there is no one else that you can blame for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm thankful for sure. And like truly humbled that like, I don't know if you felt this whenever people were booking for you, but like just the fact that people are choosing me out of like a sea of talented wedding photographers is insane.
I feel this all the time. Like the fact, even like, so Jamie, to be honest, like even the fact that you're sitting there saying, I was sitting there and then I decided to join the business map. I'm like, man, I'm so glad that you decided to work with me instead of all the other incredible, talented educators out there that have amazing programs and stuff. I'm like, it makes me so happy. So it's like every single day I'm always pinching myself whenever I'm talking to people like yourself. It's like, fuck, this is amazing.
Yeah. I know. It's so true. And like, since joining the business map, like I was like low key expecting it to be, I just, like I said, my mindset was just not there. I was expecting it to be super, super hard, like extremely hard, like not get much out of it, you know, like.
Like, I don't do your numbers. I'm just like one of these coaches who is all like, get over there and do another blog post.
Yeah. Like basically like work my butt off, you know, and like not see much come from it. But like, I felt like it's kind of just been smooth sailing and like getting to meet people and like invest in people. It's just been super, super and so life-giving. So
it's amazing. Yeah. Let's talk about your last unrealistic goal, which was book an overseas wedding.
Yeah. That's kind of insane.
Well, this is like one that like obviously I had when I first started, and a lot of people know my story. I pushed out and I like worked for free in the US for a whole bunch of people. I know a lot of people have this, and tell me, like, how did it feel when you reached the goal?
I was over the moon. Like, it literally happened last week. So I'm still kind of in that same.
Tell me about the email. Tell me about the inquiry that came in.
Yeah. So it was a referral for another photographer. Basically, she was unavailable because this couple literally waited until the last possible second to book their wedding photographer because their wedding is next. And I just thought it was funny. But she knew that I wanted to do destination weddings really, really bad. And this photographer did. So she referred this couple and told them to reach out to me. They reached out to me. I legit thought it was like a spam email at first because.
Really? So that was your reaction straight away?
Straight away. I was like, this person doesn't exist. Like, like I was.
They're just a prince
like,
from Nigeria trying to book you for their wedding.
Literally. I'm just like, am I going to get trapped? Like,
yeah.
But it wasn't like a country that you would expect a destination wedding to happen in because it's like Bolivia is just not, I don't really hear that on the radar of destination weddings. Mm. So I was 100, like literally 100% thinking this was a spam account that was just not me. So I sent them my pricing guide, sent them a Starbucks gift card, hoping that they weren't a spam account. Literally, like I was just like, okay, maybe they're not. I'll see how it goes. The next thing I know, she booked a call with me. And I was like, oh, this person's real. And the next day I hopped on a call with her. I was able to meet her face to face and she wanted to book my highest package. And I didn't even have to ask her like if she was willing to cover for my travel. She was just like, oh yeah, I already set aside $1,500 for that. And I was just like, oh my gosh, like it was just all happening like so fast. And the next thing I knew, like last week, she officially made the deposit to book with me. And it was just really, really, really cool.
And now it's in. Now it's booked in. It's real.
Yeah, it's real. Like, it's happening. My husband's actually going to be coming with me. Wow. So I'm not involved. Like, we're going to make a little vacation after out of it right after the wedding is over. Because Bolivia is such a beautiful country. So we're going to do some traveling afterwards. So
do you know much about, like, the wedding and what you're going to do and how all the logistics work for you and stuff?
Yeah, so they're getting ready at a hotel. It's like a beautiful 5-star hotel that they're getting ready at. And then they're getting their wedding is taking place at this like lush garden venue. So it's really beautiful and very like she wanted Italian garden party vibes, which is kind of funny.
Cool.
So I've been like attracting that vibe to my couples.
You're getting closer and closer.
I'm getting so close to Italy, but not quite. So I just thought that was kind of funny. But I'm shooting their rehearsal dinner, shooting the wedding day, and shooting their after party the day after. But yeah, I'm still waiting on like the logistics as far as like timeline and stuff goes. But
that's unreal. You must feel like over the moon and very proud to fulfill both of your goals this year.
Yeah, I truly was not expecting it. Honestly, I was expecting at least 2024. So
that's amazing. Hey, so let's finish off. Do you have any unrealistic goals right now that scare you?
So I would love to get into education and that kind of freaks me out. I hosted a photography workshop last year. I didn't make a pin off of it. Literally I made just enough to book a free trip, basically, to where we hosted our workshop. We hosted it in California. Cool. And it gave me the passion to want to continue to offer luxury wedding photography workshops for editorial wedding photographers. And I would love to see that happen in 2024, for sure. To just like be able to like make it official and like do it like every year and like make it big. So that's one of my current goals.
That's a big goal. Big, scary goal. I love it.
Yeah.
That is so cool.
So that's one of my goals. And also probably figuring out a way to like offer, I don't know, like a way to offer an extra source of income for me without like having to like do extra.
Totally.
That makes any sense. Like, I don't really offer something. So yeah.
Well done. It's such an exciting stage of business that you're in right now. And it gets me excited because it's all the stuff that I love to talk about and everything else. So well done. Like, you should be so proud of yourself.
Thank you. Went out to eat to celebrate whenever I got the Bolivia wedding booked, and it was super fun.
That's so epic.
Yeah.
You got to celebrate those milestones, hey, because like, you know, it's real interesting. I've been like a mentor and coach for so long, but I've been a photographer for so long as well. And like, sometimes like I have been around other coaches and photographers that have been in the industry for a long time. They're like burnt out and they don't care anymore and things like that. But still to this day, if I get an inquiry and it's from anywhere and it's like a dream couple and stuff, I'm like, oh my God, someone's reaching out to me and they trust me and they're doing this. Like, I remember the wedding that I shot in Kenya. I was actually in Norway at the time. And then they were like, our wedding is next week. Can you shoot it? And I was like, well, no, I'm flying back from Norway that week, so I can stop in at Kenya and I can drop in for a day and shoot it. Like, how's that sound? They're like, yeah, that sounds good. Let's do it. And I was oh my God, like, how amazing is this? You know?
That's crazy.
I'm like a kid. I like a kid in the candy store all the time. Me just too. Like, I can't believe it. Like,
yeah, my husband actually has to like, he has to balance me out because if he doesn't, then I'll do way too much.
Yeah. Well, my wife doesn't do that to me, so I do way too much and then it burns out. Jamie, thank you so much. Do you have any parting words that you want to share with the audience? Maybe if you want to share with yourself back in 2021 when you're about to quit your job and go full in, or any other stage?
I think the biggest thing is always be willing to take the next step to do your best. Just like having that attitude of being willing, no matter if it's doing something for free or whatever, goes a long way. Instead of just waiting for something to happen, just do the hard work and be willing to do whatever it takes. So
awesome. Thank you so much, Jamie. Where can we find you to say hello? And do you mind if we slide into your DMs?
Yeah. So my Instagram is Jamie Nicole Visuals, JAYMINICHOLE Visuals. It's spelled differently, but that's my Instagram. And I'm on TikTok, but I don't really do as much TikTok as I should. So it's also the same on TikTok.
Epic. All right. And I'll see you in the business map real soon. Talk to you soon.
Yeah. Thank you.
Hey, Make Your Breakers. Want to streamline your audible dose of inspiration, motivation, and creative biz insights with a custom playlist made just for you? Was that a yes, please? Kicking our arses into gear, sifting through all of Make Your Breaks episodes to date. Yep, we're talking all 200 plus episodes. We've meticulously curated some banging playlists just for you. We want to help you to make that break ASAP. So whether you're a newbie or have listened to every episode a million times, jump into the show notes and check out the little something something we whipped up to generate your very own custom playlist.